Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Bob and I try to avoid politics at all costs in the course of conversations for this podcast, and we continue that on this podcast, even though we're doing a presidential debate. It's not the kind of presidential debate you think. It's a fun one. I mean, relatively speaking, it's a fun one. Enjoy.
Okay, so I am ripping up magazines, and thank you very much, by the way.
Sure.
You brought me a bunch of new
materials. Oh, you're thanking me for something specific.
I just thought
in general.
Guess what? You deserve both.
Yes.
But in this case, I'm talking about you bringing me a box full of like fun periodicals and publications to rip up and find cool images from.
Yeah.
Because I'm harvesting for art that I'm going to be creating in the future.
You're an art harvester.
What, art harvester?
You're an artsy fartsy farmer.
I am the John Deere, that's clear, of art, my friend.
Yeah.
And so I found this article, in Scientific American Mind.
Okay,
and it's, would you vote for a psychopath? Right.
Oh, good. I'm glad you put those together because the psychopath goes across the spread.
Yeah.
So when you tear out one page, all it says is, "Would you vote for a psych?"
Psych. Sometimes you would, right? Actually,
yep.
For that. Well, and then it says research shows that some of the component traits of psychopathy can help leaders succeed, right? But what I found fascinating was they have how presidents rank in psychopathy based on interviews with biographers and psychologists who did studies.
Okay.
So there are limitations to
right,
that,
right?
But it's interesting to see what they've come up with because there are two levels of psychopathy here. There's one that is fearless dominance traits, and there is one that is self-centered impulsivity. Okay.
I'm very close.
Okay. So now out of the, who would you guess would be among the top 10 fearless dominant psychopaths and past presidents? It only goes up to George W. Bush. It doesn't get to Obama.
Oh, so it's only as far as recency goes.
Yes.
Is this an older magazine?
This one was, I believe from, 2015.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I would say JFK. Is probably on there
for then. This is now for fearless dominance, right?
Yeah.
JFK is number two.
Yep.
On the list.
Let's see. Fearless dominance. I got to put Reagan on there.
Let's see now. Ronald Reagan is number four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one.
Doing great.
I mean,
you would kind of think of it. I think once we
yeah Abraham.
Let's see now. I don't believe that Abraham is on that particular list.
Really?
No, he's not.
Huh.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, yes, of course.
Bully pulpit. That says it all right. He's
yeah.
a very dominant leader. And not that I'm saying that this is all true, but there were some things that I thought that kind of resonated, that clicked. Franklin Roosevelt was number three.
Yeah.
Let's see now. I told you Ronald Reagan was number four. Rutherford B. Hayes, number five.
Of course.
Zachary Taylor, number six.
Well, everybody's favorite.
And number seven, they're all spread around. Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Number eight, Martin Van Buren.
Oh, MVP.
And Andrew Jackson
is
was
my
nine.
MVP.
And I think that's, I don't know if they gave us nine or 10 on that list. Oh, and George W. Bush, number 10. Now, on the self-centered impulsivity psychopathy.
Okay, you got to have Nixon.
Okay, Nixon is number seven.
What?
On the list, yeah.
What?
Self-centered impulsivity.
Okay. HW is on there?
HW is on the list, but he doesn't register
he's
for
not
the
top
10.
Yeah, he's
on that.
See, I would have thought Clinton would have been on there too.
Oh, Clinton is number one.
Oh, he's on both.
Yep. Okay. All of them have the opportunity to be on one or both.
Okay.
But there are a few that are on both. George W. Bush, it ranks on both.
Yep.
Lowest on one and next to lowest on the other.
Yep.
Andrew Jackson ranks on both. John F. Kennedy ranks on both. Everyone else just is on one or the other.
Interesting.
Yeah. So let's see. Number three on that list for the Andrew Johnson for self-centered impulsivity. Number four on the list, Andrew Jackson. Number five on that list, Chester Arthur. You bastard, Chester Arthur. Shame on you. Number six is John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a number double. Seven, Richard Nixon. Eight, John Adams. 9 George W. Bush, and 10 John Quincy Adams. Apparently, there's a little bit of self-centered impulsivity in the Adams family. That was such a good transition to the Adams family.
Going back to this idea that you have to be a little bit of a psychopath in order to be a leader.
Yeah. Right.
That's you have to, and this is where it gets kind of squirrely, is you have to be able to continue making hard decisions.
You have to at some point be able to detach yourself from caring for people.
It's why psychopaths are also surgeons, or really good surgeons, or athletes. Because if you start dwelling on your past mistakes, you can't put yourself in a position to make future successes.
Right.
In some cases.
Okay. Okay, right? I mean, and I can see that. And I know enough CEOs and enough top leaders to have seen some of those traits. And I'm not saying they're all psychopaths.
No. But it's when you cannot, like, when you cannot admit to making a mistake, it's not even about, like, dwelling on it. It's about just going back and going, oh, yes, this was a mistake.
Yeah.
I'll try to learn from that.
Right.
Or you double down on that mistake because now your ego is involved.
And it is all about you, right? I think the psychopath and the narcissist, there's a big intersection somewhere there, because both of those scales, when they're talking about the, you know, the dominant, fearless dominance and the self-centered impulsivity, right?
Yeah.
It's like, those are things for me. You're saying first, it's all about me with that self-centered impulsivity. And then you're saying, I'm willing to act on that.
Yep.
And that's something. I guess if you're going to call yourself the leader of the free world, you have to have a little bit of that, right? John F. Kennedy was number one on the total list, followed by Bill Clinton in our contemporaries.
Yeah.
And that's combining both of those characteristics. So, well, hey, guess what? I'm not going to be hanging out with any presidents. I think that's pretty much what we learned here.
Nope.
So I'd be more likely to hang out with, what government leader would you want to hang out with in the American government?
Department of Transportation.
Why?
Oh, Pete Buttigieg. Pretty cool.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. For a specific person. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
But also just in general, Department of Transportation.
Okay. I've been dealing with.
You got a helicopter? You got a plane? You got a hovercraft? You got some jet skis?
Right. Without the gift of editing, you would have heard the other 12 forms of transportation that Nick could recite from the top of his head. Some real, many imaginary. We hope this episode didn't give you a dim view of American presidents throughout history. While there are clearly psychopaths among them, there are also a few solid game changers and amazing leaders among them too. That's all for this presidential episode of Your Daily Dose. Thanks for listening.